I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we're very happy to have in the studio today Jim Hall, and actually his project called Red Cowboy Hat, right, Jim?
That's right.
And you've had many, many projects, and I want to find out more about this one. But first, I want to let people know that Red Cowboy Hat is going to be playing tomorrow night at the Gopher Bar and Grill as part of the Homegrown Music Festival's Winter Fiasco. You guys take the stage at 9:30, you said?
Yes.
All right. So that's a chance to see Jim and company. What do you guys want to start with in the studio?
We're going to start with Robot Cowboy. Al?
I'm a robot cowboy. I ride a robot horse. All my friends and my neighbors are robots, of course. And robot cattle, they leave robot pies. Oh, I got a pretty little miss with robot eyes. Now the rivers flow backwards sometimes when there's nowhere else to go. There ain't no rain and snow. I'm a robot cowboy in a robot world. It's a perfect place for a robot worm. Ride the robot prairie, I ride where I please. Can't make robot mountains, hey, but we got robot trees. Yeah, the birds and the wolves talk through the clouds. No need to sing or howl. Things are getting kind of quiet here. What do I care? A robot cowboy in a robot world. All my friends and my neighbors are robots, of course. I rang a robot cattle. They leave a robot pies. I got a pretty little miss. Nano drones and the flies are just for show. People should have seen it coming. What do I know? I'm a robot cowboy in a robot world. It's a perfect place for a robot turtle. I ride the robot prairie. I ride where I please. Nothing left that's real. I'm getting tired of jokes. What do I know? I'm a robot cowboy in a robot horse. All my friends and my neighbors are robots, of course. I rang a robot cow. They leave robot pies. Got a pretty little. Thank you.
That is Red Cowboy Hat live from Studio A. And tell me about that tune, Jim.
Well, I kind of wrote it for Red Cowboy Hat because it's got cowboy in the title.
Is that a rule for anything that gets written for Red Cowboy?
No, not really. Actually, I'm going to dye that hat because I just don't like it. So it might be a different name coming up. But I just saw a vision of the world being taken over by robots, or not taken over, but just inherited from, because we poisoned the earth. So the only thing that can live is a robot. So that's what that's about.
Okay. So you've been in so many different projects here, and you're a native Duluthian, right?
Yeah.
And you graduated from Central High School. I think we learned that last time you were here.
Well, I dropped out of Central
High
School.
Oh, well, you went to Central High School anyway.
Yeah.
So you've been here for quite some time. And when did you get into your first band in Duluth?
It was probably 67, 68.
Oh, okay. And we were talking here before. Joe was asking you some questions, and I thought this was a good one. He wanted to know what the first song you ever played with a band was that you remembered.
Yeah. Well, I was singing with this band. It's called Cosmic Puce.
What?
And it's an acid rock band. And and we were playing at the, we had a gig at the Armory. And so we played, the first song I played guitar with that band was Let It Be, about a month after it came out, or something like that, 69.
Did you make money on that gig?
I think we made we all lived in the same house, so it was, just went for the community. Heat. Community.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you've just been in so many bands since then, and Azur de Jour for many, many years, a local blues band, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Before that was Blue Healers.
Mm-hmm.
Before that it was The Pulse. And then played with a band up in the range. I can't remember what the name was, but
it was that good a band, huh?
Yeah. It's really forgettable, Bubble.
And since then, Spotted Mule.
Spotted Mule was fun.
Last time you were here, I think you were with them. And you've been in Wet Dog with Jamie Ness.
Oh, yeah. Well, geez, I can't remember. You know more about my life than I do.
Because there's CDs representing those projects, and we have them here in our studio, and we still play them and enjoy them. So.
Yeah, I heard Azur de Jour the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, still some lasting stuff. So you've been in all those bands. Were you always a songwriter in those bands? When did that start?
Well, I don't write a lot of songs. Most of the stuff we put out on record, we wrote. All Joe wrote some, and Randy Livingston wrote some, and I wrote some.
Interesting, too. We're just talking about how recording isn't as important as it used to be.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you want to hear the song, come hear it live, because it's probably the best transition.
That's what music is. It's not recorded.
And that reminds me, I forgot to introduce the other guys in the band.
Yeah.
Joe Linzius is here on drums, and Matt Livingston is here on bass.
Yes, and I thank them for breaking up their day to come here and play with me.
So tell me about Red Cowboy Hat, which is kind of your latest thing. I'm just going to mention a couple more. You're playing with Christy Marie and the Forget-Me-Nots lately. And let's see, anybody else?
We did a project. I'm not sure if that's ongoing, but Christy is certainly still playing, but I'm doing other stuff. So, original Sawtooth Mountain Boys every Wednesday at the Thirsty Pagan.
Oh, okay.
That's been a lot of fun.
And so you've done solo stuff. What? Yes. So tell me about Red Cowboy Hat, because it seems like it's not kind of a set lineup. So why Red Cowboy Hat instead of just Jim Hall? Why are you doing it that way?
I don't know. Somebody gave me this red cowboy hat that they found in a dumpster or a dump load, and it was a nice Stetson cowboy hat. So I figured, where am I going to wear this? You know. So I figured I'd just call the band Red Cowboy Hat, and I don't necessarily have to wear it, but I have it on my amp.
Mm-hmm.
Make use of the hat.
Yeah, make use of
that's the point. Right?
Yeah, it's recycling, reusing,
and it inspires cowboy songs apparently.
Well, and it's really not cowboy. It's songs from that I, you know, back in when I was first playing guitar, Hank Williams and Grateful Dead and stuff like that. That I, was raised on, I guess, my teen years.
Is that what that project kind of, those are the kind of the songs that you do in Red Project?
Yeah, it's songs that I like, and I don't care if anybody else likes them.
That's a good project to have.
Yeah.
Well, and tell me about, you know, you said you don't write a lot of songs. And that's a shame, because I think when you do write songs, they're pretty darn good. And you've released a couple of albums, and they weren't all your originals. But so tell me about your songwriting. Is it just, you just do it as it comes to you, or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes I try to figure it out. Like one of the songs we're going to do today, I started like 15 years ago, and I just finished it. And it's called The Air Is Still Free, but I just heard, like in Delhi, if you want to breathe fresh air, you have to buy a mask or have a home with a filter. So air is no longer free. And I also heard that Canadians are selling bottled air from the mountains.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the song started before all of that nonsense started.
Yeah, and then this came, and now, you know, the song is passé, but I still like it.
All right. Well, maybe we should hear that one. Were you going to do that one next?
Sure, we can.
All right.
This is just me and Joe. I haven't showed it to Matt yet, or as I like to call him, Big Duluth. So, yeah, this is Air Still Free.
That is Jim Hall, a.k.a. Red Cowboy Hat, live from Studio A. And the air is still free. The song may be passé now, but we're still good. I still enjoyed it.
Oh,
So you said that took you 15 years to write. What?
Yeah.
How did you know you were done, and what made you keep working on that?
Well, actually, I'm not sure if I'm done.
Okay.
But I had the course and that little picking thing, and just trying to figure out verses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you just kept hammering away at it for 15 years.
Well, I didn't hammer away at it.
You know. So how does that work for you, like with songs? You have an inspiration for something, and then what makes you keep working on it? How do you know that, okay, this is going to be a good one?
Well, it's not necessarily this is going to be a good one. It's just this is going to say something that I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't use a lot of metaphorical poetry type stuff. I just come out and say, you know, what I want to say.
Okay, so the lyrics take a while to work out.
That one did. Mm-hmm. Usually it just happens as fast as I can write it down, it's there. I don't know where it comes from, but it's just, you know, thinking and writing.
Well, you're lucky then, because a lot of people have to work a little harder at it than that, so that's good.
Yeah, well, their music sucks.
Thanks, Jim.
Except for Joe's. He works hard at his stuff.
Now, you and Joe used to play together, or you still?
Oh, we When Molly and the Haymakers broke, or I call it broke up, but changed.
And Joe, you're going to have to get closer to that mic when you join.
Sure, okay. I called up Joe and I said, you know, we need a drummer in this little trio. We're never going to practice, so we're just going to play live shows. It's going to be blues. That was As You Did Your. God, I can't remember.
The not practice part is the part I really dig about you and when we play stuff together. It's,
yeah.
Like now, we haven't played these together.
Yeah.
But somehow I just, you're a great leader of through the darkness and the clouds and everything.
Through the darkness.
I just kind of follow you. You have more spirit in you than you know. Words are great. I love playing music with you.
Well,
I think it's really cool.
Same with you, Joe.
Thanks for having me today.
Gosh almighty.
Yeah, geez.
Well, so that lends the question. So you're just kind of can jump in with Jim and just start playing something you haven't heard before. Can you do that with other people too? Or is it there's just the kind of that special from working with them before and having that rapport?
There's a real mercy to drums that you can keep the thing going. Keep an open mind. And I can sense the changes because I play guitar as well. But that's part of what drumming is other instruments help drumming, because I know what guitar players maybe want to hear at the time. And Jim understands that quite well. That's the rapport we've had through 20 years, I guess, that we know each other and play music together.
Yeah, his drum talks to me and I talk back to it.
Well, it's your spirit that talks to me, and I dig that. It's unique. When you find chemistry in something, you grab onto it. I tell everybody that. And it's something I can never let go. We might go separate a little bit here and there with you do a duo, you do a whatever. But we meet somewhere at intersections throughout this path.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool. I'm glad, I'm grateful to have that happen. Wait,
do you remember what year that started?
Which?
Azure?
95, I want to say. That's when I left Mali. And kind of jumped right into you guys at that old school building in, where was it? Carrick.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first gig down in the basement there, and it was dark, and there was a black light shining, blinking. And I don't know if we'd get out of there alive, actually, but everything was cool. It was all right. Everybody had a good time. And I did equally, and we kept doing it. So, and Randy Anderson, kudos to him with his fine guitar playing, which is still ringing notes in old Bev's juke joint.
Yeah.
And it's all great memories with Jim and Randy and Matt's involved.
And Azure Dazure had a long run. You guys were around for quite some time.
Yeah, at least 10 years.
Was it that long? Yeah. Okay, I guess it was 10 years. We were talking about that. It was 10 years,
2002, the truck hit me, and I know we weren't playing together then, so 95. Maybe it was only 8 years or something.
Oh, okay. I guess they seem so legendary.
shucks. To me, it is. That's really I'm really happy to be stepping stone to where I am now. That's a real honor to be playing music with the blues and, like that was. Yeah. I thought it was the best blues trio around myself, mm-hmm. but prejudice.
Yeah.
And so, what's the difference, Jim, when you have, you know, kind of that regular project, because it sounds like that was pretty stable for a while.
Yeah.
And then you kind of go and do stuff by yourself. Do you kind of miss having that regular, you know, regular people to work with? I mean, because you work, but then you work with different people like you are today.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you miss that, but not, it's not a real bad miss, you know, it's just a good memory.
I think also in this, yeah. out of necessity because of the cycle of music is cyclical.
Yeah, yeah, blues kind of died out.
It did. There was nowhere to go do it anymore.
We were playing five nights a week for a while.
Yeah. So it's coming back, though. I can feel it.
Blues or?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hope not.
Well, luckily you have many other genres that... that you're able to play, and that yeah. you know your own music has some element of the blues, but yeah. but other stuff in there, like you were talking about earlier, a little Hank Williams, a little this, a little that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do Duluth Blues.
Go figure.
Figure it.
Blues.
Yeah. This is from. I think I wrote this with Azure DeJure. Oh, actually, a friend of mine, Tom O'Neill, wrote the words. And I kind of changed them around, which made him mad. But not too mad. But thanks to Tom for writing some of this. Okay. There's a chilly wind blowing the morning news down the street. Water's turned to ice on my feet. Skies go gray, it's hurting my eyes. They're so sharp, I should have realized. Can't get nowhere, what you're stuck in the loop. I'm still here, that's the sad truth. Not a case, a mind over matter. 30 below, everything's shattered. Running with the hounds, howling at the moon. Freaking whiskey in a cheap saloon. The lower away from my baby, the further down I go. Been so long, there's only one thing I know. You can't get nowhere, but you're stuck in the loop. I'm here, and that's true. It's got a case, mind over matter. 30 below, everything's shattered.
Perfect for the weather that we've been having lately. That is Jim Hall, otherwise known as Red Cowboy Hat, and Duluth Blues. We all had those for the last weekend or so, I think. So we were talking about the Azure DeJure days, and I was thinking, Jim, so you've been through the Duluth music scene. You've been part of it for a really long stretch of time. And you've said, you know, you saw the blues were really popular for a while and that kind of way. Are there any other changes that you've noticed through the years? And how has that been for you, being part of the scene and watching it evolve through the years?
Oh, it's just a fun ride, I guess. it seems like it's really opened up. There's a lot of local music, and it's really good music. I'm really happy to open up for Feeding Leroy. I call him Feeling Leroy, but and I get to see Rachel Kilgore on the same night. So it's going to be a fun weekend this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And you collaborate with so many different people, and yeah, you know, from all generations. It seems like, do people come to you and say, "Hey, Jim, I want to work with you," or do you approach them? Or
I don't know. I guess I don't have the guts to approach them, but but once in a while, somebody approaches me. Jamie did, and
Jamie Ness.
Yeah. So, and that was a lot of fun. It's all been fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's all kind of different, you know. You get to collaborate with a lot of different people. That must be enjoyable.
It is.
Mm-hmm. To kind of explore different people's music. And now, do you write when you're with these projects, or like Jamie, I know, as a songwriter, did you guys write together when you were?
No,
doing
I was just the backup for Jamie and Marie, Christy Marie.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So you played all kinds of roles, too. You're the front man sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I started out, you know, just being a... Well, actually, I started out where I was the lead singer and the front man, but I didn't know what that meant at the time. But then I played in a lot of bands, just backup guitar, you know, as my journeyman years. And they just told me what notes to play, and I played them.
Mm-hmm. What finally made you do your solo stuff?
What do you mean?
Well, when did you start doing, like, you put out some albums, a couple of albums.
Oh.
And, like, when did you step out from, you know, behind the...
I don't know, it's just in the last 20 years, I guess, I started doing that, but it hasn't been a whole lot, but,
And I also want to ask you about Lou Orsoni, because on one of your albums, you covered a lot of
Couple of my albums, I have a couple of his tunes on. He's a great songwriter.
He really was, and he passed away way too young.
Yeah.
And I think it's actually really nice that you paid tribute to him on your album.
Yeah, it's Music is Living On.
Yeah.
I think there's other people that are doing it, too.
I still hear people out in public doing it. So was he a buddy of yours? Was he somebody that you played with?
He was a drinking buddy, I guess you could call it. And, you know, a few parties here and there, a few jams. I auditioned for one of his bands, but I didn't make it. But he got John Soderbergh, who was an excellent guitar player, and he had a nice band.
Mm-hmm. But just somebody that you admired and wanted his work to...
He was just a good person to have a conversation with and be around, and just really a solid person. And his writing was, just as solid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So have you been in Duluth this whole time?
No.
Gone away and had adventures elsewhere?
Yeah.
Through the years?
I lived in Santa Cruz, California. I used to spend the summers out there because my dad had a donut shop, and it was a vacation place. So I did that for a few years. Sorry, I'm not talking loud enough, am I?
And did you do music out there?
That's where I first started playing, in the 67 or something.
Mm-hmm.
First got my first guitar. And then I come back here, and I lived in Ely for a few years, Minneapolis and L.A. and, you know, Venice Beach.
What was that
Colorado
like?
Springs.
What was Venice Beach like?
It was nice. I didn't have a car, so I didn't have to worry about driving anywhere. And it was Santa Monica on Venice Beach, and you could get everything you need right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the beach is right there. Just walk to the beach every day,
mm-hmm.
play on the boardwalk down there, and watch the jugglers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. But
And did I hear that you're thinking about moving again?
I was thinking about it because dry air, I need some different air for my lungs. But now I got this place, you know, speaking of the air still free, that doesn't have mold or other particulates in the air. So it's a pretty healthy place, and I might stay there. There's a possibility I can stay in Duluth now, which I didn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But In the summertime, it feels like I'm being waterboarded all day.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
That's not good.
You know.
So maybe like you have to leave for the summer, unlike other people, maybe.
Yeah, leave for the summer and come back in the winter.
Well, we're glad you're still here, and we're glad that you're taking part in the homegrown festivities. And again, Jim Hall, as Red Cowboy Hat, is going to be playing at the Gopher Bar and Grill for the Homegrown Music Festival's Winter Fiasco. That's coming up tomorrow night. And, yeah, let's just mention some of the other things. So there are three venues. The fun starts at Beaner Central with Dance Attic at 6 o'clock. And over at the Gopher, you guys started off at 9:30 p.m. Now, are these guys going to be playing with you tomorrow night,
too? Yes.
And then over at Mr. D's Bar and Grill, it's Be Wells and the Smells starting at 10 p.m. So a little winter edition of Homegrown, mini Homegrown, a little taste of Homegrown for you to get you through January coming up tomorrow night. Well, thank you so much, Jim.
Well,
it's been
thank
a pleasure
you.
To have you.
It's Joe. Been great, and I really appreciate it. It's been fun.
Good. And you mentioned, you mentioned that you had a couple songs. Which of those songs were the ones you were talking about that you wanted to get recorded because you'd never recorded them before?
All of them.
All
I
of
guess.
Them. Okay. Well, now they're recorded
yeah.
for posterity.
And this is going to be the only recording. If you want to hear these songs, you have to listen to KUMD 103.3 on the dial.
All right. And I think that last one, Duluth Blues, we're just going to pull that one out every time that temperature gets below.
Yeah.
That's going to be our cold weather theme, I think, here on KUMD. Thank you so much, Jim. Appreciate it. And
Thanks again.
Joe and Matt for dropping
Matt
by.
Matt Livingston, my buddy.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Lauren Flavin and Aaron Welch and Cheyenne Vavrina. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.